and God bless you tonight. We have a Bible class for April. This is April 17th. We have a Bible class overlooking the lake. We're here at the Ramada. I want to thank you, angels. The angels of the seed of Abraham is here. And I want to share something with you tonight. Hope you have your pencils and your paper. I want to give some thanks to you. And I'm glad Lois is here. I'll see this. I'm glad to see Sister Tanya just jumped in the queue. And that's one of my Detroit angels. And don't laugh, but I'm here with the Chicago angels. And we're here at the Ramada. And we're going to be sharing up in the Word. First thing I want to talk about, demons and how real demons are and how people commit suicide. And what makes them commit suicide and why they are crazy. First, thank you, Sister Gunther. First, demons are defying God. If it's time for you to die, you're gone and die a real good, nice death, preach a ceremony, and send you on to where you're supposed to go. But demons are in the fire of God. They don't want to die, so they begin to leap into people, okay? If I can jump into you and I can live a little bit longer, I'm going to jump into you. Do I make you crazy? Do I make you be suicide? Do I make you kill yourself? So the reason I'm saying that, we got lots of suicide going on in America. And then we looked in Boston yesterday. That was in Boston, right, where we had two people killed, and while I was looking in Boston, two people were killed. I looked over in Afghanistan, 55 was killed in a car bomb. Bombing is terror, bombing is evil, bombing is of the devil. And anytime somebody set up something for you, to kill you, or to maim you, they are demonic and they are involved with evil. So we're going to talk a little bit tonight from St. Mark chapter 1, verse 5. Is that right, Tim?
5:9.
That's St. Mark.
St. Mark 1 and 5?
Yeah, St. Mark 1 and 5. Put that down. And then we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. And I got Sister Tanya on here somewhere. I was looking at her on the queue and asking where she at. See, here's what I want to say to y'all. Don't get depressed over nothing because God is the divine author. What I mean by that, whatever go on, you always being and hear them say, all this word you got to use. I ain't talking about no Christian. I ain't hollering Christian. I'm talking about you a man of God. You a woman of God. So when they ask you what the nomination is, I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. So that's the received nomination. Okay, man made Islam, Buddha, Baptist, man made that. But when you say you are a woman of God, you supersede denominations. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob was a man of God. Okay? So I'm going to put that in that way you'll know. You don't let nothing depress you. You don't let nothing set you back. When it seemed like the money speaks, you say, all is well. I curse you, the pits of hell where you come from, and you send the devil back the way he come from. You see what I'm saying? So in raising your level your conscience to things open up for you. God will do some stretch for you. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Now, what you talking about, Bishop? I said, soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. What does that mean? Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. I mean, you walk in kingdom. You tell somebody you're a queen. And I'm going to tell a man, I'm going to tell a woman, I'm a king. I'm a king looking for my queen. You ought to be a queen looking for your king. Hello, I wish I had somebody. I'm in search for my queen. You know, and you ought to say, tell them, baby, I'm in search of my king. I'm in search. And don't never stop searching for your king. Because he's going to bring food to your bedside. He will come home and give you the whole check. Oh, y'all ain't liking what I'm saying. I'm looking for my queen to feed me in bed. To spoon feed me. My queen. Now, you might not be looking for no queen. I ain't talking about no drag queen. I'm talking about the real queen. Hello. So I want you tonight to understand what that means when Matthew 6, to seek first the kingdom of God. That means you act like God. All things. What stuff? The stuff that's in the glory realm. Your car, your home, your husband, your money, your children. It's all there. You got to pull it down. You got to pull it down with faith. Hebrews 11:1, put that down. Y'all ain't like it tonight. You pull that down, you get what you want. I'm tired of people complaining. She killed herself because she was depressed. He killed himself because don't nobody love him. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And his daughter. Hello, y'all don't hear me. I had one lady told the preacher, said, and the preacher still talked about it now. She said, I'm looking, say, if God, I don't know if God a man or a woman. That's what she told that preacher. The preacher was really upset. She said, well, I want to tell her, where she at tonight, I'm looking for a queen. If you don't come up to a queen status, something wrong with you. I don't need no woman got low self-esteem. I don't need no woman with holes down and pimps up. I don't need that kind of mess. I'm looking for the real queen. That she walk right, she talk right, she know that she's somebody. Not special, and she's not on the plane. She's on the earth. Hello, somebody. See, when you women get the king, you ain't got to worry about him going around or playing around, because you're going to be the apple of his eye. He's going to look at you and smile. He's going to look at you and grin. He's going to look at you. And you don't say, look at me. So God just look at all you. I wish I had some queens in there.
Yeah.
want to let you know he got the whole world in his hands, and that was Mahalia Jackson. And, you know, she still, what she's saying is true. Amen. And you know something, that is true. You know, I want you to know that. Where we was at? Okay, I'll turn you where you at. I want Tony to read it. This is what I'm saying. What I want you to know to push your reading. You said, Bishop, where do demons come from? What make up a demon? First, there's an evil person or evil said person die. They in the violation of God. They don't want to die. And they jump into somebody else. And it's like they define death. After done the death, they jump from person to person. After they get through with that person, they destroy the person. So why do we got so much suicide now?
You have to confess your sins.
Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with the leather belt around his waist. And he ate.
Now what sermon you got? What's that?
That's Mark 1:5. That's the belt.
Okay, I won't get where the demon was cast out the man. Mark 5 and 9.
Then he asked him, what is your name?
And he asked him, what is your name?
My name is Luke, but we are men. Also, he said to him, that he would not send them out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a large herd of swine was seen there near the mountain. So all the demons then said,
and then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine.
I'm knocked out. Am I still knocked out?
Then they began to plead with them to depart from their region. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. Now, when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side.
Now, what I want to say, as we back on the air like we're supposed to be, what happened, the man, after the demon was cast out of him, the man was back in his right mind. That lets you know the man was possessed by legions of demons. And it come by spirits, it come by uncleanness, it come by in the wrong situation. This man was in the cemetery. That's the grave. He was back and forth. So this man was full of demons. As a matter of fact, he had 2,000 demons. And when you look at what's going on today in our world, what's going on in our job, and the killing going, there are these killings that are led by demon spirits. Anybody would set a bomb to try to kill other innocent folks, they're demonotic. They're full of demons. There's lying demons, there's sexual demons, that's all kind of demons. You have to know pedophile demons. You have to understand they are possessed. Somebody wants your children, they are possessed. Somebody wants to kill, they are possessed. It's a possession that the demons hold, and it's serious. So you have to understand what's going on around you, and you have to be anointed by the law of God. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, we're going to read something here. So, Tanya, I want you to read it. Did you read about the Detroit church, too? Amen. I got these angels in front of
me. The Seed of Abraham presents the Women's Day of Prayer. The prayer will begin July 7th, 2013, at 12 o'clock p.m.
If you all reservations could be made through the following number, call Dr. Christian, 310-4442. We want to see everyone out there for prayer. We all need to bind together to do the prayer to remove this. Other than that, our troops come to the South Coast, so that in June, everyone who's coming to the Holy Ground and walk together. And get a healing that we all need, spiritually and physically. Now, the thing I have before me is the Ten Commandments. person that we know, thou should not have no other God before me. The second, thou should not make thee any great image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under earth. Thou should not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, thy Lord, the God and the jealous God, visiting the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that bake me, ensuring mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. The fourth, remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy, 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the 7 days of Sabbath of the Lord thy God. And it, thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger, that in thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in it, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and bowed it. The fifth, honor thy father and thy mother, that our days may be long before the land, which is all thy God give us thee. Six, thou should not kill. Seven, thou should not commit adultery. Eight, thou should not steal. Nine, thou should not bear false witnesses against thy neighbor. And the last thing, thou should not possess thy neighbor's house, thou should not possess thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, or his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. For these are the two commandments that we receive, O God. God bless everyone.
That beautiful one, she shares the self yellow. That's a beautiful one. I love that. Well, everyone out there, as we go forth, want to thank God bless everyone this evening. And I hope everyone had a blessed evening and know God is real. That we go make these commandments, you know, that's just be no other God before me. No, no. Money, no men, no women, no children. No grave images, no big pictures, y'all, in the bed. Y'all know what I'm talking about. No pieces of paper. And no, the most of us don't take his name in vain. So when it's praising, even though we're going through you all, let's keep praising his name, pushing our way through. Keep on reading. Don't give in. Don't give out. Don't give in, too. And we all need a break, y'all. So sometimes we have to sit down.
Okay. Yeah. I'm your topic. God bless you. God bless you. We're coming in clear. Yeah. Either y'all here? Okay. We're coming through. It we very choppy. Are we drowning? And we're coming for doors open up as we open things, but work for you. And as things open, it'll open up for you. I thank you for that reading. That's what the commandment, the Ten Commandments. And we're going to.
Just hold up.
Okay. And it's still rolling, and it was still working. Just like when we're going to put a little music on. Let's hear Mahalia Jackson again. So, do we? Abraham, God promised Moses, Isaac, and Jacob is in the Ark of the Covenant. So everything God promised us is in the Ark of the Covenant. And I'm going to let you know, God will keep his promises to you. For being here tonight, I want you to have this. And I want you to know that all the promise, what God promised Abraham, Moses, Jacob, is here. He told Moses to build the Ark of the Covenant, and he told Solomon to put it in the temple where it would be a blessing to anybody that see it. So it's a blessing for those that see it, that come in contact with it. So you already blessed by coming in contact with it. Back in the day, you couldn't touch it. Hello. And the same God is the God of yesterday, same God today. If you got a need, you plant a seed. Whatever you need to do, you plant a seed and watch God pour out your blessing. Wherever you might be tonight, God is able to give you a more than enough. And I want you to know tonight that everyone that called in, I'm praying for you, Sister Emma. I'm praying for you that have called in, you that got a need, you that need some help. We're here to help you. But I want you to get ready and know that it's a jungle out there. And what I'm saying is a jungle of evil and demonic spirits out there. And they want to destroy you. And they want to keep you all messed up. You can listen all you want to, but you got to become involved. Psalms 37, Psalms 35, 30, not that self evil doer. You got to understand there's evil for it. That's when you need this right here. The reason I give this to y'all tonight, you got some invisible evil force. You don't see them, but they're there. But the only thing that keep you, the angels, okay, Michael, Raphael, after we go off, we're going to talk about angels. What month you born?
July.
Raphael, Muriel, what month you born?
May.
Asmodeo, I ain't sure. What's your angel? April, okay. Asmodeo, and Asmodeo fight witchcraft and magic. That's what that angel do. Michael fight evil, and we're going to crown some angels. We got some 100 angels around you, and when people send evil to you, them angels going to stand back and send them back the way they come, because you have people that work evil. You got people think they can put a spell on somebody. You can't put no spell on Jesus, folks. You can't put no spell on people that are anointed. You can't put no spell on God's man. You can't put no spell on God's angels. So when the angels come, to help. Angels come to break things up. This man said, I pray, and the man prayed, I ain't got my blessing yet. So the Lord said, Michael, go down and see what's wrong. Michael had to fight the devil because the devil was fighting with the angel holding his blessing. Sometimes the angel got your blessing. The devil is fighting that angel with your blessing. That's when I told you, Matthew 6 and 33, seek first the kingdom of God on the right. Prayer. When you continue to pray, you're gonna press your way and get your breakthrough for your business, for your home, for your family. But you got to press your way. You can't let the devil tell you, well, I'm so depressed, I feel like killing myself. I lost my car, I lost my home. Whatever you lost, God going to restore. God going to re-anoint and give it all back to you. But you got the man up, you got the woman up. And I understand that this world, this whole world belongs to God. And I'm in it. And God didn't put you in here to be sad. God didn't put you in here. The devil tell you going to kill yourself. Don't nobody love you. That's the devil. The devil speak with a forked tongue. The devil is a liar and a thief. And he do all of that. And when the liar do all that, he break down things. And he open up every door. So when the liar do that, he break yoke. So you get ready for the devil to get out of your life. Mm-hmm. And get ready to name what you want. I want you to claim your happiness, your love. I want you to make many more birthdays. As they come, I want you to be happy. Happy to be happy. So I want to have birthdays. And happy to be happy, I want to be happy because it's good to be happy. So it's very important to understand, God got your back right now. All you got to do is stand up as a man, stand up as a woman, and let God go on and do what he needs to do for you. Because the devil is trying to do everything he can to defeat you, and you cannot let the devil defeat you because you come this far by faith. So it's very important to understand that God got some work for you to do, and you got to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And whatever you don't know, you need to know. I want you to read Psalm 118. Put that, Psalm 18. Revelation chapter 7 and Revelation 10. You might not understand it, but the Lord has already said, read it. You're going to get a great breakthrough. And as you get that breakthrough, it's going to be a door open up for you. Acts 19, okay. See, you cannot fight the devil by yourself because your knowledge is not strong enough. Galatians 5 and 22, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I want you to read that tonight. You got this card. I want you to put this card in your wallet, and I want you to read it. Those that listening can send for it if you want it. But I want you to know, every time you read it, you're going to owe the prayer to the Holy Spirit. That's what I want you to read. And that's the Holy Spirit. And that's the dove representing a breakthrough, okay? So as you do that, that's a blessing for you tonight. And it'll go many doors that's been closed in your life. And all that the devil tried to steal. See, the devil comes to steal and destroy. What do you steal, Bishop? He wants to steal your future. He wants to steal your children. He wants to steal your life. See, Jesus come for you to have life and have it more abundantly. So you got to understand, the devil ain't come to help you. The devil wants you to kill yourself. The devil wants you to say what he do is right. It ain't right. You got to understand, when you pray, things happen. You might not think it, but you excite the spirit realm, and the spirit realm open up forces for you. Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Bobby, Hamiel, Sinclair, all the archangels begin to move for you. Now, when I prophesied to you, there is some doors open up for you. When I prophesied to you, there is some doors, young lady, that the job you're seeking going to get. Your job have already been renewed. Your business is going to come up out of the ashes like the phoenix bird. See, not so. You know, it's been in the mud, but it come out. They got an African fish that he can go live in the mud till it rain. And when it rain, he'll come up and be alive. He go into hibernation to the point to it rain. Now, what I'm saying to you, sometimes you're in hibernation to God send the right individual to help boost you up, to help get you to that business, to that economic level that you need. Set back for a comeback. I'm on my way back, and I'm bad. Don't mess with me. You got to say that sometimes. I'm set back for a comeback. I know I'm on my way back now. So on your way back, can't nobody stop you. On your way back, God going to send his angels to walk with you, to be with you, and to see you through what you're going through. Well, sometimes your angel is your mother, that's in the spirit realm. Sometimes your grandfather. Sometimes the ancestor, they come to see about you. They come to make you be all right. I want you to understand, when I be crossing over, looking, there's two ladies with you right now, one on each side. There's a lady that at that table, I've seen a lady in the spirit stand right between y'all, and she's glad that y'all get together in head and y'all get together in spirit. That's your mother's spirit. Thank you. Because you got to understand, the ancestry come as angels. See, if you got somebody in the spirit world, and I'm going to, after we get off the air, I'm going to demonstrate what I'm talking about the angels and how you can do to get your angel. And that angel, they're going to come with your uncle, your granddad, some of your ancestors. Now, when we cross over on Tuesday night, we're dealing directly with those from the spirit realm. And from the spirit realm, see, spirit, when bones of spirit can't die, thank God for the spirit. So the spirit of the angels is sitting around this table. The spirit of your ancestors is sitting around this table. And they sit around this table, they open up. As they open up, they'll break through. As they break through, things will open up for many of you that seem like that you can't make it, but you can make it. I'm excited about going to South Dakota, but I feel that there's going to be some generation curse broke. I feel that them that are lost going to find their way. Those that have been caught up by lunatic spirits, those that have been caught up by deaf spirits, those been caught up by evil spirits, been sent by the devil. Those demonic spirits have caught people up. I feel that we're at the point now where we can master evil spirits. We're at the point where we can call angels forth to do what we need to do. So when you call angels, you got to understand the angels will break the yoke. That where you can't get, Tanya, the angels can go. What you don't know, the angel will bring back the message that you need to do what you need to do. So we're in the midst of a breakthrough in the universe. With all this going on, God is still in control. With all this going on, God is still in control. And it's God's world and God touching you. And if God touches you, doors open up. He got the whole world in his hands. I want you to read Psalm 74, Psalm 13, Psalms 51 and 57, Psalms 19. I don't know where I see Psalms 105, the Lord speaking. There's a breakthrough coming to somebody tonight, and that breakthrough is a peace of mind. Demons are being cursed and running back in the pits of hell where they come from. So when you understand that's going on, and as you get ready to read, it things to open up for you. So, Psalm 7 and Psalms 7 and Psalms 40. Then I want you to go to Ezekiel 37. And Ezekiel, the whole 37th chapter of Ezekiel, and Ezekiel 38, that's going to be a blessing for some of you, because some of you need a quick fast and a hurry blessing. Revelation chapter 14, and can you read 14 for me, Revelation 14, because I want to tell you exactly what it's saying and what it's meaning right now. And as you read that, you're going to get a boost out of Revelation 14. Now, I'm going to pray for them that got a loss of bills. I'm going to pray for some bills to disappear. I'm going to pray for some things to open up and some house notes come from. I'm praying for Bright Star and Sister Freddie up in Sister Freddie Taylor up in Minnesota. I'm praying for you. Sister had it down in Mississippi. You got that? Read it for me. Just read it to me.
Then I looked and behold.
And look, then I behold, I seen the Lamb of God.
On Mount Zion.
That he was high. He's on the mountain. Come on.
And with him,
144,000. Is that what it's saying?
Yeah, 144,000.
Come on.
His father's heart. Written on their forehead.
Written on their forehead.
And I heard a voice from the heaven.
I heard a voice from heaven.
Like the voice of many waters.
The voice of many waters.
And like the voice of loud thunder.
And the voice of loud thunder.
And I heard the sound of harps playing.
I heard the sound of music, the harps playing. Come on.
They sang it were a new song.
A new song. It's a new song God going to put in your heart. A new song God going to put in your spirit. And I told you, when God put it in there, can't no man take it out, and can't no man put it in. And I want to tell you tonight, it's nobody but God that opened up the door for you, and nobody but God can break the yoke for you. So there's a new song coming in your spirit. There's a new song God gonna put in your heart. And when you start to singing, you might say it's happy to be happy. You might say I love to love. I love joy. Whatever it is, God gonna give it to you, and man cannot take it from you. Amen. So this is some of the things that the Lord is showing me tonight. The Lord, with all of some, I prophesied storms on top of storms. I prophesied right now in Minnesota, snow on top of snow. Storms, lightning, thundering. That ain't nothing yet. God ain't through. Unto man be subjected to the will of God and come into the anointing of God. And God gonna keep speaking to man. Somebody gonna listen. Somebody gonna obey. And somebody gonna be here for God. And the devil is busy. I don't care how much bombing they doing, how much burning they doing. God's still keeping us. And I want you to know whatever you're doing, man of God, woman of God, I want you to know you're a woman of God, you're a man of God, you're queen and a king. Once you realize that God made queens and kings, you're going to get on with your business. And you're going to name your business. You're going to claim it. You're going to name it and claim it. You got to say, you got to start saying, I'm rich. You got to speak all as well. Don't look at the negative. Look at the positive. Don't look at yesterday. Look at today. Because yesterday will live, make a day better. So you get ready for a better day. Get ready for better people around you, for doors to open up for you. They open quick, fast, and in a hurry. And the one to do that is going to break yoke. I just thank God for you tonight, and God doing anything but fail. There's no failure in God. So if there's no failure in God, you want to know that things are working for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And you got to understand there's some things that you got to let God do, and he's going to do it right now. Somebody ought to say right now. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about everything you done did in the exhaust. You got to wait on God to open up the door for you, and he will open up doors for you, and he will give you what you need, and he'll give it to you right now. So things going to come. Right now, and it's going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when it comes, it's going to break yokes for you, and it's going to open doors up for you. And it's going to open doors up for you. Would you hear something? Would you hear? Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure that y'all listening to the cue and see what's going on. So I know without a shadow of doubt that we're on air and things working. So we just thank God for that. I want to say that we're praying for those people in Boston, those families that we're praying that they be all right. We're praying that doors open up for those families in Boston and things that happen. We're praying that they have that things be all right, and we're praying for you and you tonight and wherever you're at. We're praying that doors open up for you and things will work for you, and it will work quick, fast, and it's going to work in a hurry for you. As it's working, open doors up for you. As it's up doors, it's going to do some things for you. We're talking about 1, 2, 3, and we're talking about Psalms 19, Psalms 80, and Psalms 36, 39, 52, 66, okay? And as you, as some doors open up for you, you're going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Somebody said, joy, joy, okay? How many want something special to happen tonight? I want you to get ready for a special blessing tonight. And it's going to have a quick fast. He's going to have a quick fast and then a hurry. So you ask not, you have not. You begin to ask God for something. We're praying for those families in Boston and whatever happened. And I want to tell you, Freddie, that have called me. Freddie, tell everything going to be all right. And also Emma Parker, God bless you. I'm looking forward for you on Monday, the Martin Luther King, coming with Sister Queen E, doing her thing over in Detroit, and we Sister Argo that come on Saturday. Hey, Miss Parker Products, we plan for them too. So everything gonna be in divine. All you have to do is just let it go. Good God Almighty, things working quick, fast, and in a hurry, and sometimes it just go. But this is what I want to say. And it looks like things going kind of slow tonight, but doors gonna open up for you. And I want you to read Psalms 44. Okay. Psalms 46. Psalm 6. You know, and things are open up. Now, when you start reading this, it opens some doors for you. So doors need to open up quick, fast. Lord Jesus, in a hurry. Okay, as I get ready to put all your people up, thank you, Chan Spirit. I want you to do that as doors open up tonight. Well, what I'm saying tonight, as we finish talking about the man that had some demons in him, and he had a leeches of demons in him, and he threw it out. Now, how do you get demons in you? You can get demons, you see, when you lay down with different demons, you get a male or female. You get the wrong man to be full of demons, that means that you're full of demons, okay? And then, you know, and then once them demons come in you, and, you know, they be up in you, you have to get them out. You have to clean them out. And you have to bring them on out. So I know doors open up as we pray for you. Them demons seem like they are moving around. And people have been experienced. Now, I'm going to talk with this here. Cancer, TB, tuberculosis, all that is demon because Jesus come for you to have life and have it more abundantly. The devil come to kill and destroy. So we're in a destroying mood. We're in a mood where people are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge of God. No, you can have a job, it don't mean nothing. You can have money, it don't mean nothing. If you ain't got the real anointing of God, you're going to burn and go to hell. Now, a lot of people don't like that. That was a young preacher in town, and this preacher was preaching. He had a house full of folks every night. So all the older preachers got mad at him. They said, what's that young man doing? So they got him at a restaurant. They said, brother, ever since you come to town, you've been at a packed house. What you doing? So I just see my members over there and lots of other people over there. And I'm much older than you. I know the Bible. I know God. The young man said, Reverend, all I'm doing, said, you're going there holding this hell. Get right or go to hell. And I'm telling you tonight, get right or go to hell. Make your mind up that you're going to act right, talk right, and be right. And anything demonic, let it go. Oh, y'all don't like me because you hold on to them tradition. You hold on to the man. You hold on to the woman. Sometimes you got to let go for growth. Hello, let me tell you something. If the man don't hear you, if the woman don't hear you, you got to let them go because that is not your crowd. Huh? I've never seen eagles and ducks fly. I've never seen chickens and eagles fly. Eagles fly with eagles. Roosters fly with roosters. Ducks go with ducks. Is that making myself clear? So you might be an eagle with a duck. You might be an eagle with a band of roosters. And you know you can't go nowhere. So it's very important for you to understand, for you to set up and go to the next level what God has for you. God got something for you, but the devil blocking you from the view. You can't see what your next level. People don't know what you've been through. They don't know your story, but you know your story. You take your story and carry it to another level. If people don't hear you, you leave them folks alone and go with, I ain't talking about no church. I'm talking about anointed men and women of God. I'm not talking about y'all get caught up in that church. I'm Islam. I'm Buddha. And I'm hard truth. I ain't talking about none of that mess. I'm talking about true men and women of God. When you act towards God, God, Abraham was a man of God. Isaac was a man of God. Mary was a woman of God. Hannah was a woman of God. And all them women of God, God moved upon. So you got to ask yourself, what am I? Huh? Is I'm letting the pastor tell me I'm going to hell, or I'm going to hell on my own? Or I'm going to heaven because I made my mind up. I'm going to step up. I'm going to do right. And I'm going to hit that button where I'm going to the next level. Huh? That's all I'm saying. And once you're able to do that, God going to bless you to go to the next level. God open that door for you to go to the next level. And God going to fix it for you to be blessed. And once you understand God is fixing it for you to go to the next level, everything going to be what? All right. So I feel good about God doing something for you tonight. Now, what you want God to do for you? What you asking God to do for you? What you asking God to do for you? But let me tell you something. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, put the blessing God got for y'all. Because you're sitting in and God going to bless you. Those that are in the queue, if you just hold on, that new job coming, Mary, and whatever you need, God going to give it to you. But you got to commit to God. See, all this shacking, all this homemonging, all this lying, sometimes you got to sustain yourself for God to heal you. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me. Sometimes you got to put yourself away from the table for God to bless you. See, don't nobody know your story but you and God. And once you tell God, God going to get in trouble with the angel, and the Holy Ghost going to come. As the Holy Ghost comes, the saints going to come, and you're going to be blessed and highly favored. So get ready for a blessing to come in your life today, right now. God going to bless you, and he's going to open a door for you. The door that been closed in your faith going to be opened up. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If you got to need your plant a seed, all you got to do is plant that seed and come on close and let God do something for you. This is Bishop Turner and our Sunday school talking about our Bible class, and I'm going to tell you, in this Sunday school and Bible class, we just been having it all today. We've been in all of it today, and I want to let you know, it's been a long time coming. It's long. And it's coming right now. And I want to let you know, every door, I want to leave with you love, peace, freedom, and justice all called. Get ready, because I see somebody's son coming out of jail. I see, and I'm going to tell this young lady, go on and have that baby. Don't kill the baby. Go on and have it. And let me tell you, if God gave you the baby, keep it. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I don't care what your family say. And I want to tell you, young lady had a problem with her legs. Your leg going to be ill. Somebody having chest pain, that's going to be all right. And I want to tell you, in this 10-second period, I want to tell you, God got a breakthrough for you. And I want to invoke the angel Raphael. I want to invoke the angel Raphael as a healing angel to come to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And as I speak, Raphael, come forth. Open up every door. In the name of the Father, Son, and in Jesus' name, I will see you next Wednesday. But you can call in tomorrow night from Love Unto Prayer, where we're talking about metaphysics of the Bible. We're going to finish this series talking about angels and talking about demons and how the angels go and fight the demons. God bless you.